Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com, and you can also subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I want to thank all of you who have been doing that in spades. You guys have been really subscribing like crazy, and we thank you for that very much. And thank you also for the nice comments, for the well wishes, and all the thank yous for what we do there in the newsletter, and we appreciate that. But it's all for you, so. Those of you who have not subscribed, check it out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, archives and articles and lots of things that will help you with your small business. And not only information, but also motivation. I think you'll find that too there. And you'll also find the hundreds of members of our Brain Trust, like our good friend Rosalind Glickman, Dr. Rosalind Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. She takes us beyond positive thinking to optimal thinking. Rosalind, welcome back to the show.
It's a joy to be here.
It's good to have you back, and I can see how it would be like a dream come true for you, Rosalind, huh?
Sure.
Hey, Rosalind, what's the news when it comes to optimal thinking?
Well, we are now in an era where being good or even great is no longer enough.
What?
It's time to be our best.
Even great is passé?
Even great is passé. I mean, why choose to be great when you can be your greatest?
Ah.
So why do that? Because the unexplored option of being your greatest is going to haunt you.
Right. First we have to explain to people that we have to make sure that they understand that there is that level, because, you know, Rosalind, I meet a lot of people, and I know you do too, who don't even, they're barely, you know, they're still trying to be good, and let alone try to be great, and they've never even heard of the greatest.
Right, and the interesting thing is it's easiest to be our best. It's really easiest, because there's a structure to it. There's a way to do it. There's a roadmap to do it, and that's optimal thinking. Mm-hmm. And all of us are optimal thinkers. Some of us do it occasionally. Some of us use optimal thinking more frequently. None of us use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what my work is about is teaching people, individuals, and organizations how to use this peak form of thinking consistently so that you can experience peak performance and optimal productivity and optimal profitability. And so I guess your next question is going to be, well, what is optimal thinking?
Well, I do want you to tell us that. But the thing is that, you know, we all need to be able to maximize the time that we have on this earth,
yes.
The time that we have in our business, the resources that are available to
yes.
us. We've all got to maximize that. We can't afford to waste anything. And that's
right.
What I like about your approach to thinking, your optimal thinking. And what also the thing that you do well is you don't just define optimal thinking for folks. You help people make it a part of their life, make it a daily part of their life.
Right, right. And what optimal thinking is it's the mental software to be your best. It stops you from settling for second best. So you just don't waste that time. And all of us get negative. We all, you know, look at the computer sometimes and it crashes and we want to just, you know, we get very frustrated and or a customer says no or an employee doesn't do what they're supposed to do. We all get frustrated. We get into suboptimal states. But it's not how low we fall. It's how quickly we optimize our thinking and behavior that counts.
Isn't that so true? Because, you know, I tell people that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has fails. Everybody has setbacks. Everybody gets depressed and upset or demoralized. We all have that. It's not a matter of whether you're ever going to have that happen to you. The question is, what do you do with that when you get it?
Right. And you can just go to a more positive state, or you can ask the best questions of yourself and others.
Right.
And get into an optimal solution.
Right.
And then once you've chosen the optimal solution, once you've chosen the best, you can put it to rest. And that's the beauty of optimal thinking, is that, you know, each time you are your best in the given moment and give your best to that moment, then you can put your situation to rest.
Stand by, Rosaline. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask Rosaline, how much energy has to do with being in optimal thinking? That's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Rosaline Glickman is our guest. She's the author of Optimal Thinking, How to Be Your Best Self. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Let me remind you, Mike Stewart, Jim Whitaker, and Steve Chandler are going to be with us coming up in the show straight ahead. Looking forward to getting them back on the show. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. We'll get back to our good friend Rosaline Glickman, Dr. Rosaline Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. And that's what we're talking about. Rosaline, you've been working on a new project that's, I guess it's available from your website. Is that right?
That's true.
And I want you to tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to get you to play a little clip of what people can find on this in this feature. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I've done, or what we've been working on, is an audio program called 100 Days of Optimization for Permanent Results. It's the 100-Day Optimal Thinking Program.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done is we've broken it down into a daily listening to a fun clip of audio on how to think optimally, and then you take prescribed action steps to make optimal thinking a habit, because when optimal thinking is habitual, you will automatically make the most of any given situation, bring out the best in others, and optimize your career, and it will not be an effort, it'll just be natural. So here I'm going to ask you a question now. I'm going to play you a little bit of it.
This is a little bit of what you'll hear, folks, if you go to the website and check out the 100 Days of Optimal Thinking. Go ahead, Rosaline.
Okay, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go.
You may be a positive thing. American business writer.
Just a minute. Hang on. Sorry about that.
It worked perfectly during the break, didn't it?
You may be a positive thinker, yet your thinking could, in fact, be mediocre. Do you think you're quite good at your job? Are you a pretty good family person, friend, or athlete? Is your thinking really unusual? Do you feel comfortable being one of the crowd?
Tell me about that, Jim. Are you a mediocre thinker?
I don't
think so.
Well, some people might say so, but some people might not. I tell you, I really think that those are good questions that we all ought to ask ourselves, and I'm glad you're asking those questions.
Right. Stephen Covey says that good is the enemy of great, and so does Jim Collins, the author of Good to Great.
Right.
But with optimal thinking, we believe that good is an optimization signal, that a mediocre thinker who thinks about good results can use it as an optimization signal by asking, well, what's the best thing I can do about this? You know, by noticing when you think in mediocre terms, you don't need to be upset with yourself.
Right. So what you're saying is if you're good, but that's not good enough, don't be upset about how good you are, but use it as a leveraging point.
Right. Use it as a leveraging point and say, how can I make the most of this?
See, I like that. I like that approach a lot, Rosaline. And here's one of the ways that I talk about that when I go through that sort of thing with my audience and when I write about these things. And that is that, you know what? I like my website that I have right now, but I know it's not as good as it could be. But that doesn't mean that I'm not proud of what I have. It just means that I'm not going to be happy with that forever, that we're always looking for ways to make it better.
Right. Well, with optimal thinking, all you do in the given moment, or one of the things you do in the given moment, is you just say, what's my most productive action? Or what's the best thing I can do under the circumstances? So you might have a situation where you don't particularly like your website, or you have an employee who's not producing as well as you would like that employee to produce. And you can ask, well, you know, what is the best thing we can do under the circumstances? What are our options here?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best solution? Or what's causing the problem?
Well,
what are our options for resolving it, and which one's best? And once you get to which one's best, you choose the best in the given moment. There, you can't do anything better than your best in this
right.
very moment. And then you keep doing that ongoingly, just choosing the best in every given moment. And that's what makes a company not good or great, but its greatest, and makes you not good or great, but your best, your
well,
greatest.
And Rosalind, the thing that I see inside of what you're talking about is a whole lot of happiness. And here's why I say that. There were times when I wasn't happy with my website, but I knew that for it to be where I wanted it to be, it took a lot more capital than I had. And so therefore I knew that I had as good a website as I could afford and as I could create. And even though it wasn't where I wanted to be, it was as good as I could produce it with what I had to work with. And so I sort of got a little bit, I got a little happier with my website because of that.
Right. Because what you're saying is that you're making the most of your resources. You're
right.
making the most of what you have. And happiness, it's much easier to be happier when you focus on optimizing what you have rather than yearning for
right.
what you don't have or what you imagine you don't have.
And we miss a lot of opportunities for happiness when we do that, don't we? When we yearn
right.
for what we can't get.
Right. We visualize the end result. It's in our best interest to move forward in life and visualize where we want to be in the future, where we most want to be. But we need to make the most of what we have and put it to rest.
Right.
Just say, we all have an equal playing ground. Every one of us can make the most of the given moment and the most of our lives. If we don't have brain damage beyond repair, all of us can do that. And if we waste our time squandering it by thinking about others having more or not having, dwelling on what we don't have, then we need to just use it as an optimization signal and come back to...
Stand by, Rosalind. We've got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today, especially our new friends at KFNN, AM 1510 in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and all the parts around them there. We're glad to have our new visitors from Arizona, our new audience members there. Rosalind Glickman is our guest. Dr. Rosalind Glickman, Optimal Thinker. She is the Optimal Thinker. That's the name of her book, Optimal Thinking. And that's also your website, isn't it, too, Rosalind?
OptimalThinking.com.
And they can subscribe. They can join you for your 100 Days of Optimal Thinking program. It's ready to go, right?
Yes, it's ready to go.
And folks, the thing I've heard a few of the other cuts, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to get you motivated. It's going to get you pumped up. And Rosalind, you can tell how Rosalind is. I mean, she's a lot of fun. If she's ever been down, it's maybe 30, 40 seconds at a time, and that's it. So let her help you get going, get yourself energized. Which brings me, Rosalind, to my question that I wanted to ask you. How much does energy, having energy, being energetic and not being lethargic and always tired and that sort of thing, how does having energy contribute to being an optimal thinker?
Well, you know, it's much easier to think optimally when you're up. You go to it more naturally. People who are feeling down have to remind themselves, because you get fully identified with a tired state or a disappointed state or a depressed state.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we're teaching or I'm doing is showing people how to disidentify from these states, not to dishonor them, to accept, well, I feel depressed, I feel lethargic, I feel mediocre, and then use that as a jumping board to ask the best questions. What is the end result that I want for my business? What are the best actions I can take? How can I make my life happiest? What will make each day most productive, most profitable? What will make this task most efficient? Those kind of questions will jumpstart you back into your optimal state. And as you keep doing that, you just tend to find yourself becoming more and more energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I always suggest to people to ask five optimal questions in the morning. If you wake up and you feel a bit grumpy and you're not in your best state, ask yourself, you know, what's supremely important to me today? And what will make this, how can I make the most of this day? And which actions will be most beneficial for my self-confidence and self-respect? And what will make each task most productive, most profitable, most efficient? And what's the optimal use of my time right now? Those kind of questions will jumpstart you into your best state and will optimize your energy. You know,
Rosalind, one of the things that I like to think about is the difference between perfection and excellence. See, to me, perfection is unattainable, but excellence is attainable.
Right. And perfectionists are people who see the imperfections in everything.
Right. So how can optimal thinking help somebody who's trying to be a perfectionist and creating a lot of brain damage and a casualty list? How can optimal thinking help somebody go from being a perfectionist to being someone who seeks excellence?
Right. Well, a perfectionist, perfectionism comes from I'm not good enough.
Right.
So in the third chapter of my book and in the third segment of the 100-day audio program, what we do is we clear out those core beliefs of I'm not good enough. Because if you're going into the given moment never being satisfied with yourself, you have to clear that belief out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what you're doing is you're putting paint over rust.
Right.
You know, and eventually the paint peels off and the rust resurfaces. So you've got to clear out that belief. That's a belief that's sabotaging your best interest. And then ask questions like, what's the best thing I can do under the circumstances? And once you've done it, move on.
Right.
And, you know, there is when you're always picking at what you don't, what isn't good enough, and then you keep looking at it and saying it's not good enough, that's coming from suboptimal thinking of this. Whereas
Rosalind, I've got to stop you. Please forgive me, but we're coming up on the end of the hour. But folks, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to get when you check out anything that Rosalind Glickman has. You're going to get some help for this, and you'll become an optimal thinker, which could be an excellent. It is an excellent thing to happen to you, Rosalind. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Optimalthinking.com. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.